So we wanted to honour our kids because we really appreciate them. We love them. We kind of, it's a privilege just to invest in their lives. And all those ones that you saw on, you know, on the screens, there's so many. You know, we think of Friday night, there was 115 kids at Kids Club. And if it was in the Mica Centre, you'd have really noticed it. But because we've been so blessed with these church halls, it was like more relaxed than it ever would have been over here. It was a real blessing. And we do count it a blessing just to be able to reach out, but also to nurture our kids and be a part of investing in them as well. And yeah, we are going to chat a wee bit about family, and yes, families, but how church we should be family. And you know, I'm not necessarily thinking that it should be like, we are family, not like that. Because as we know, family, we have ups and downs, but it's about going through them together and always trying to be the best versions of us, but helping push each other to be the best versions of each other. And we have a lot of good examples, or not so good examples, of family. If you grew up, you know, I grew up watching The Simpsons, very dysfunctional family, bit crazy, but lovable as well. We have the Incredibles, who were incredible. They have all these different gifts. I'm quite jealous of some of them. But yeah, they're a crime-fighting family. If you ever watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you will definitely know this family who adopt their crazy nephew, and he kind of stirs things up a wee bit. I don't really know much about this family, the Kardashians. I think I don't really want to know much about them. But again, it's a family, maybe a bit dysfunctional, and it kind of, you know, maybe reminds me a wee bit of the Chuckle Brothers, more kind of crazy families. And then when we watch kind of films, we see examples of maybe teams that are dysfunctional, or last time I did get a bit of Guardians of the Galaxy in, but they would talk about how they are a family, and why there's still a lot of fighting and things like that. It's all about being a team. It's all about doing life together. And we were chatting about the body of Christ recently. I know we were in church as well, but in kids' church, we talked about it and how we're meant to be a team, how together everyone achieves more. And really what we're crying out for is somewhere to belong, for something to belong to. If you know, whether it's in church or in the community, we can see we're trying to belong somewhere, whether it's part of a sports team, whatever. It's about belonging. And I wonder if you saw this film, Lion. I was really kind of blown away by this true story of a young child in India who got separated from his family. I think he was only 5 at the time. And he ended up on a train right across India. And he ended up on the streets. And then he got adopted by a family in Australia. And he did. He had everything there. But he knew that he didn't belong. And the film is a lot about his journey on trying to find his family and be reunited with them, because he just has something in it. He just doesn't belong there, and he wants to find that belonging. And why is it? It's because we are created for connection. We're created for connection, to connect with each other and to connect with God. And our spiritual calling is nothing less than to love and be loved by God and people. This training can only happen in the context of relationships. And I would love to say, you know, I want you to turn to your Bible to an example of the perfect family. But there, you know, I wouldn't say that there is a specific example, because God knows that we're all works in progress. But it does give us some advice on how that should work. And we're very good at maybe pointing this out as well. Honor your mother and father. And you know, that's something that we're maybe all striving to work towards. But the thing is, perfection isn't a goal, because yes, there's no such thing as a perfect family, but actually the goal is connection. The connection, and sometimes we compare our situations to others, and that makes us feel insecure. And the reason we struggle with it, with insecurity, is because we compare our behind the scenes with everyone's highlight reel. We compare, you know, what's going on right now in our house, where, you know, it's a big fight maybe or whatever in our situations, and we compare that to the lovely photos that are on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and then it makes us feel insecure. But as we talk about honoring your father and your mother, it's not just about those relationships, it's about all the relationships. It's about having a culture of honor where we honor each other, we give each other freedom, we respect each other, And we work on our half of the relationship instead of trying to control the other relationships. I've been reading a book called Loving Our Kids on Purpose, where Danny Silk's been talking about it. And it's blown me away, just the insight that he has. He says, without a true heart-to-heart connection with our children, we are powerless to guide them without using manipulative techniques like fear. And it made so much sense to me. It was kind of like, yes, we need connection. And that's why, you know, we had those fun games at the start, and that's why we do it in kids' church. That's why we do so many of the programs like Squad Goals and Lads Club. It's to build that connection. Because, you know, there is so many things that will disconnect us from each other, that will try and distract us. There's so many weapons of mass destruction. You know, and it can be online, but it can be other things as well. And it's not just kids, it can be us as adults where we get distracted and then we become disconnected from God and from others. So when I was thinking about it, I thought of four comms that we're gonna go through really quickly because yes, time is running out a wee bit. The first one is communication. First comm is communication. It's so important. This year I read the 5 love languages, and again, it's just blown me away, the insight and how so much of it makes sense. And it's about finding out what your primary love languages are and then helping others to speak those, but finding out what all your loved ones, what their love languages are, and then speaking those. So it's receiving gifts, words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, quality time. And physical touch, you know, can also mean our body language. And when I was thinking about communication with each other, I was also thinking about, well, communication with God. How can we be better as a family of God? Well, it's working on our communication with God. And when I thought about God's love languages, I thought, well, all of them are probably His, because, you know, He wants to receive the gifts that He's given us back, that we use them to serve them in acts of service. The words of affirmation when we worship Him through song. And maybe some of you is like, oh, I hate this part of the service because I don't really like singing. But it's how we give words of affirmation to God. And maybe it's not just sung, but it's spoken as well. Physical touch, yes, it can be our body language during worship. I wonder what our body languages are as we worship God. And quality time, do you spend that time daily in His presence with God and with your loved ones as well? The second one is community. Community, we need to build community, and that's really important. Yesterday, I was away with the men up a mountain. Well, it wasn't really up a mountain, it was more through it. And like, you know, I felt sorry for Kieran having to do all those moves there because his legs might be quite sore, but he's ran marathons and all, it's fine. But it was just about building community. We went away and there was a women's breakfast last week, and that's why, again, I say why we do all the clubs. It's about doing life together. True discipleship involves deep relationships. Jesus didn't simply lead a weekly Bible study. He lived life with His disciples and taught through actions as well as words. And there was one point yesterday where me and Sturdy Hooks kind of walked off because we thought we're going to kind of blaze a trail here. But it turns out we were going the wrong direction. And, you know, it was kind of an ego thing maybe. I'm just going to admit it, okay? And thankfully, because of that community, Kieran came after us and he shouted, "You're going the wrong way." We were like, oh dear. So we had to chase the rest of the group and catch up on them. And at the time, we were kind of like, this is really, you know, really sore because my legs had fallen down like bogs and all, and I was covered in stuff. And at the time I was like, oh. But today I'm kind of like, yeah, that was great. It was a really good achievement. After community then, communion, where we worship God together, where we do those weekly Bible studies, where we pray together and we worship as a family, whether it's as a family, you know, unit in our houses, but as a church family as well. And there's opportunities through life groups, through, you know, we're doing a parenting course at the minute, through our weekly Bible studies with James as well. But that's how we can do life together in God. You know, we talk about a family that prays together, stays together. You know, yes, I think that's so important that we do that, because for where two or three come together in God's name, well, there He is. He is there. And then the last one, and a big one as well, is commitment. Is commitment. Because there's a difference between interest and commitment. And if you look, you know, if you see a lot of, you know, maybe single parent families is because maybe some people were interested in the idea of family, but they weren't committed to it. And we need commitment in our families. We need commitment in our church family, because when you're interested in something, you do it only when it's convenient. But when you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. And when I was thinking about, well, how do I kind of illustrate this? How do I show a picture? I was thinking about something that I maybe shared before in church, about my favorite animal. And then I thought, well, no, I can't really share that again. But then last week after church, I was kind of surprised by Charlene and Karen, and they took me to the zoo to feed penguins. I actually got to go into the enclosure. It was a bit like weird, but really cool at the same time. I was feeding rockhoppers and Gentoo penguins, and I kind of thought, maybe God's telling me, yeah, you should share that picture just again, just to remind people about just the amazing example that actually penguins are to us. And you know, when you do see it, it is a picture, because Morgan Freeman in his cool voice when he's narrating, and it's kind of different to David Attenborough, but it's still okay. He says, in the harshest place on earth, love finds a way. And it is harsh being a Christian. It's, you know, it can be a real harsh environment in our workplaces, in our schools. It can be hard. But in those places, love finds a way. And it's about sticking together. It's about doing life together. It's about huddling when life gets hard and not just trying to go your own way like Fleetwood Mac. It's about, you know, I always like to say lone rangers are dead rangers. And I think that is really important. If you just try and do life by yourself, you know, you will find it so hard. But we are meant to do life together. And it's not just adults, it's the kids. And, you know, again, it's such a cute picture, but it's so true. We should stick together. Life is meant to be done together as a unit. And that's not always hard, but if we work on our communication, building community, communion, worshiping together, and being committed to it, then I think things can get better. John 13, 35, these last few verses. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you're my disciples. It's about loving in here before we go out there and love as well. And I love this. It's not in the Bible, but it says, you don't have to see eye to eye to walk hand in hand. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to not all have the same beliefs, but we need to be going the same direction. And that is towards God's will, not our own will. And this one here, Ephesians 4, 3, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit. Make every effort. It's about being intentional, binding yourselves together with peace. And for our families to flourish, for our church families as well, what we need to do is value connection more than we value control. A lot of the times that we see disconnection is because there's a power struggle and people want control. And, you know, we need to value connection and know that that's way more important than us having control. And just to finish, as we talk about connection and about jigsaws and things like that, we're all part of that. Each of us is a piece. We can't be anybody else's piece. But as I thought of a specific one piece, I thought, well, God has created us for connection. And we have these edges, the things that God has given us. Maybe it's things like kindness. And the enemy will try and wear those away so that you can't fit, so that you can't connect with others. You know, bad things might happen to you and you think, you know, I'm not going to trust anybody else. I'm not going to be kind. I'm just going to make life all about me. And what the enemy's trying to do, he's trying to just get those edges off so that you can't connect with people. Or maybe those holes so other people can connect with you. The enemy wants to fill those with bad things that will stop you, connecting with people as well, with bad habits, you know, things that will stop you connecting, that will take you away from the church or from other people. And this morning, maybe you're sitting here and you are struggling with those things. You find that you're being worn down by life, or maybe, you know, you've made some wrong decisions and you've filled those holes, those gaps with other things instead of with God and with the things of God. Well, God wants to help you this morning. He has a great plan for you, and it's to prosper you and not to harm you. And I'm going to invite the worship team to come up, because I can't deal with those things. Only the Holy Spirit can. Only God can. And you have to make that choice to actually say, I want to value my connection with you, God. I want to value my connection with everybody else here more than I want to value control. Instead of wanting control to yourself. Let's all stand together. I'm just going to pray. and then we'll respond with a song and worship. But God, I want to thank you for loving us, God. Thank you that you want to connect with us. And we're sorry for the things that do disconnect us from you, those sins in our lives, God. But I pray that you'd help us to deal with them today, to actually say sorry to you and know that you forgive us. But help us to forgive ourselves as well, God. I pray for those things that maybe life is wearing us down in, and we think, you know, we might just give up. I pray that you would restore those things, God. Whether it's our ability to trust, our ability to be kind, to our ability to love, God, I pray that you would restore those things so that we can connect with others better. But help us to work on these things, to work on building community, God, communion, to worship with each other, God. I pray that, you know, even if that makes us feel a bit uncomfortable, help us to step out. Pray that we would be committed to each other, and pray that we would work on our communication, God. That we wouldn't just want people to speak our languages, our love languages, but we would learn to speak others. That we would adapt and always be teachable and always be students. Like Ruby and William shared about being at school, God, I pray that we would never leave, you know, your school, God, of what you want to train us and teach us, God. So help us to make that choice to deal with those things in our lives, God, that stop us from connecting with each other.